Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Our current series, by the title God Saves, deals with deep spiritual truth located in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And this week we have left Romans 8 and gone back to John's Gospel so that we can see that Jesus Christ is omniscient. That is, he knows all things. And Jesus also possesses complete foreknowledge because Jesus is God. Cross-referencing Jesus in John's Gospel with Paul in the book of Romans, let's continue now and turn to John chapter 6, verse 64. Here is the foreknowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Near the end of this very long chapter of John 6, Jesus has finished making some hard statements. He has talked about what it means to truly follow him. In verse 60, many of his disciples say, "This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it?" They said this as they grumbled, and Jesus knew it. Now, who are these disciples? Well, they are not the 12. These are men and women who were a part of the great crowd of people who followed Jesus around and listened to his teaching, and who were awed by his signs and wonders, like healing people of their diseases and sicknesses. But these are false disciples. This group has unbelief in their hearts. And Jesus makes that clear in our verse, verse 64. I'm reading John 6, verse 64. "But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who it was that would betray him." Jesus himself identifies these men and women, saying, "There are some of you who do not believe." So it is important to define what is meant by the word disciple in John. Disciple does not always mean the 12, and/or all disciples are genuine believers. Some who followed the Lord were not genuine. In fact, the majority were not sincere. Some were. Now, what interests us is this statement: Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who it was that would betray him. Jesus knew from the beginning. This displays the foreknowledge of Jesus. Not just his knowledge, but also his foreknowledge. Let me show you why. It's in a word. Did you know the Greek word for beginning in John 6, 64 is the same word we had back in John chapter 1, verse 1? John 1, 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 6, verse 64 reads, "Jesus knew from the beginning." Beginning is the same word. As we said of that word beginning then, so we say again. Because this beginning is the beginning of the universe, as described in Genesis 1, verse 1. "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." John 1, 1 speaks of beginning as before the creation of the world. That is, before Genesis 1, verse 1, Jesus existed. Well, here in John 6 is that same word, meaning Jesus knew from before the creation of the world. Jesus knew from before Genesis 1, 1, the people who will not believe in him and who would betray him. And Jesus knows this because Jesus has foreknowledge. And do remember what foreknowledge means when applied to God. It means God foreordained, God pre-planned, God had the predetermined plan, the determinate counsel. Prognosko is the word. As we find Jesus knowing from the beginning, so we find that Jesus has foreordained, pre-planned, predetermined who will be his genuine disciples. And these people are not them. Knowing what he knew, knowing what was foreordained and predetermined, Jesus says, "But there are some of you who do not believe." And John can confidently add, "For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who it was that would betray him." You see, it is not that it dawns on Jesus or that Jesus just sort of senses. He is perceptive. He has a good read on people and he knows, this crowd really does not believe in me. No, what the Lord is saying is, I know you. I have always known you. From before the beginning I knew you. And you do not believe. You are not sincere. You are not my true disciples. I even foreknow who will betray me. And Jesus knows and foreknows all of this because he is God in human flesh. The people, John calls them disciples, who heard the Lord say this, "We're looking at a man," but Jesus speaks as God because Jesus is the God-man. He is truly God and truly man always. We cannot separate Jesus' deity from Jesus' humanity. Please do capture John 6, verse 64 in your mind and heart, and I recommend you make a note of this. In this verse, we find the foreknowledge of Jesus Christ. This is the point of being in John and relating this back to Romans. Christ shows off his divine foreknowledge. By the way, three quick points, and then we will move on in our outline. First, we will come back to John 6, and especially the next verse, verse 65, fairly soon. Second, notice in verse 66, John tells us, as a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Well, that verse proves Jesus' point. Verse 66 confirms verse 64. Of course, the false disciples withdrew and did not walk with Christ anymore. They were not genuine to begin with. Third, what you will find really tragic as you read John's gospel is that while Jesus knows people, the majority of the people do not know Jesus. I have John 1 verse 10 in mind. He was in the world and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. How painfully ironic. Jesus was in the world. The world was made through Jesus because he is the eternal creator, yet the world did not know him. There is that word know again. While Jesus knows people, the majority of the people do not know Jesus. And this same sad fact is true today. If you know the Lord, aren't you glad you do? Rejoice with me, brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus knows us and we know him. Let us thank him for so great a salvation, and let us pray for and share the gospel with those who have yet to know him. Now let me reference our outline to make sure you are following along. In the book of John, we find Jesus knows people, Jesus knows his own, Jesus knows God the Father, and Jesus knows his own destiny. We have just finished point one, Jesus knows people, and now point two, Jesus knows his own. Point two naturally follows point one. If Jesus knows all people, then he certainly knows we who belong to him, we who are his true disciples. And I have in mind John chapter 10. At the beginning of this famous chapter, Jesus declares, "I am the good shepherd." Then listen to what he says in verse 14. I'm reading John chapter 10, verse 14. "I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me." John 10, verse 14. "I know my own, and my own know me." And then over in John chapter 13 and verse 18, Jesus said, "I do not speak of all of you. I know the ones I have chosen." The Lord is very specific. He knows the ones he has chosen. This verse touches on predestination, which we are coming to. What I want to stress today is Jesus knows the ones he has chosen. Jesus chooses us before the foundation of the world. He foreknows us. And then in real time, as we speak, Jesus knows us intimately. He knows us through and through, and much better than anyone else knows us, or even than we know ourselves. Did you hear the distinction Christ makes? "I do not speak of all of you." The context here is again the washing of the feet of the 12 disciples that we had yesterday. Christ is making a distinction between 11 of these men and one, that one being Judas, the betrayer. "I do not speak of all of you." That is followed by the next sentence, "I know the ones I have chosen." The Lord has chosen all 12, and the Lord knows them. Even Judas was chosen to fulfill the prophecy of Psalm 41. That is then quoted by Jesus in the rest of verse 18, "that the scripture may be fulfilled, 'He who eats my bread has lifted up his heel against me.'" The point here is Jesus foreknows Judas. Jesus well knows that Judas will betray him while the other disciples will not. Jesus knows his own. Let this be a comfort to you if you are his own, for you are one of the ones he has chosen. He is your good shepherd. He knows you, and you know him. Amen. We will have more next time on Jesus. Join us again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.